Okay, let's unpack a truly fascinating piece of insight we pulled from your sources for today's deep dive. We're looking at something incredibly practical, really centered around safety for your evening walks, but maybe with a bit of a surprising twist. The source material we're diving into today is called Strategic Light Pairing for Enhanced Pedestrian Safety. And it kind of challenges a common assumption. The core finding, the main idea that really stands out is this. It's not just any light. It's the strategic combination of diffuse and directional light sources. That's what dramatically improves how drivers perceive and, react to pedestrians in low light.
Yeah, exactly. It goes beyond just being visible, doesn't it? It actually enhances a driver's peripheral awareness, helps reduce those dangerous blind spots. What's really illuminating here is how that refines our understanding. It's not simply be brighter. The source specifically highlights that synergy, like you said, between the different light types.
Right, it's optimizing perception, not just throwing more lumens, more brightness around.
Exactly. It suggests a more intelligent approach, using the tools we might already have.
So what does this really mean for you? If you're a regular evening walker, maybe a runner, or just someone out after dark sometimes, our mission today is to really appreciate the nuanced significance of this, explore how it works, why it matters, and importantly, how you can apply it directly so you're not just seen, but truly recognized out there on the road.
Okay, now that we've got that intriguing insight on the table, let's really dig into how these strategic light pairings actually achieve that enhanced safety. The source breaks this down pretty nicely.
It does. It emphasizes that a single light source, right, even a really bright one, often creates kind of tunnel vision for drivers. They see the light point, sure, but the context around it, your actual form, your movement, that can get lost in the dark.
Yeah, I can see that.
And what's fascinating here is that the source brings in this concept of contrast perception. So a directional light, like a typical handheld flashlight with a focus beam, that's great for lighting your path, makes you immediately noticeable.
But by itself, it can almost make everything around that bright spot just disappear for an oncoming driver. And this is where the diffuse light really comes into play.
So the source is saying pair that focused beam, maybe from a strong handheld flashlight you're carrying, pair it with a diffuse light source, like maybe a wide beam headlamp, or even one of those clip-on lights, something with a wider spread.
Exactly. A headlamp is a great example, or maybe a light on a vest. And the synergy, if we connect this to how drivers actually think and perceive, that diffuse light creates sort of halo effect around you. This wider, maybe softer illumination provides context. It lets drivers see your full form, your silhouette, which way you're moving. It helps the peripheral vision register you as a moving human, not just some floating point of light.
Right, not just a dot.
Yeah. And the source even points to studies showing this combo significantly reduces that moth to a flame effect, where drivers might just stare, fixate on that single bright light and miss everything else.
That's a great point about fixation. So the directional light is like shouting, "Hey, I'm here." And the diffuse light adds, "And this is me, a person moving over here." The source also highlights, though, that this isn't just about what's happening in front of you, right?
Absolutely. This raises a really important question the source gets into. What about being seen from the back or the sides? So many walkers just think about a forward-facing light.
Guilty as charged, probably.
Yeah, it's common. But the research really indicates that for proper, like, 360-degree safety, you need something for rear or side visibility, too, especially in areas with turns or intersections where cars come from different directions.
So like a blinking red light clipped on your back, or maybe those ankle bands.
Perfect examples. Something diffuse, maybe blinking, that offers that rear or side visibility. Retroreflective elements on bands help too, of course. It's all about creating a complete visual presence, not just a forward-facing one.
That makes so much sense. I've always just thought brighter is better, full stop. But this source really makes a compelling case that the type of light and where you put it, that's just as critical, maybe even more so than just raw power, the lumen count. It also tackles some common misconceptions, doesn't it? Like thinking reflective clothing alone is enough.
It does, yeah. While retroreflective gear is definitely good, it's passive. The source is clear that stuff needs an external light, like headlights, hitting it just right in really dark areas. Or if the car's lights aren't angled perfectly, active lights, especially these combos, become, well, super important. indispensable, really.
Right, they generate their own light.
Exactly. And the source even includes some anecdotal evidence from accident reports. It shows a noticeable drop in incidents when walkers use this kind of multi-directional, multi-type lighting setup.
Okay, so beyond the sort of technical stuff, the physics of light.
Right.
What's the practical takeaway? If someone's listening and wants to apply this tonight, it sounds like just grabbing any old flashlight might not be the best strategy for optimal safety.
The key really seems to be intention, thinking it through. The source suggests thinking about your light profile.
Hmm.
Ask yourself, are you presenting a clear, unmistakable human shape to drivers from all angles?
Your light profile, I like that.
Yeah. So a good combination might be, say, a hands-free headlamp for that constant diffuse forward light. Then maybe pair it with a small but powerful handheld flashlight. You can use that to scan your path or really make yourself visible if you need to. And definitely add a rear-facing blinking light on your back, your belt, somewhere visible.
So it's about creating contrast, defining your form.
Precisely. Contrast against the dark background and defining yourself as a person, not just an object.
And you know, that's a thought worth mulling over, actually, beyond just walking safety. Next time you're tackling any kind of challenge, maybe consider if the answer lies in just combining things you already have or know, but combining them smartly with a deeper understanding of how they work together.
That's a great connection to make. How often do we overlook simple pairings of existing tools or practices? Things that could significantly boost our safety or our well-being in other parts of life. This finding suggests, you know, sometimes the best solutions aren't brand new inventions. They're just intelligent ways of using what's already there.
A really powerful takeaway. So our deep dive today, while focused, has really highlighted how understanding the strategic power of light combinations can make a simple act like an evening walk dramatically safer. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Definitely keep an eye out for those simple but really effective combinations in your own life.